Today's daf is Ma'id Katan Daf Chaf, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shoema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava bas Hashana, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas David Tzvi ben Mordechai, Le'ilu Nishmas Rezel bas Reb Moshe, and Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Beryl ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Avelos. Today's daf is going to mention a lot of very important halacha lemaisa as it relates to Dine Avelos. And the backdrop is the idea that we've seen, which is that if Avelos comes in conflict with Yontif, Yontif is always going to supersede Avelos. The Gemara said that the reason is because Avelos is an aseh, meaning the obligation that one has to observe the laws of mourning is an aseh. Simchas Yontif is also an aseh. It's impossible for a person to observe both. Meaning, if a person's mourning, he's not going to be besimchas Yontif. If a person's besimchas Yontif, he won't be mourning. So when they come in conflict, what takes precedent? Says the Gemara, it's Simchas Yontif, and the reason is because Simchas Yontif is an Asei de Rabim, as opposed to Avelos, which is only an Asei de Yachid. Meaning, if somebody's mourning, so him, his family, they're the ones that are observing this Asei right now, as opposed to Simchas Yontif, that's a national celebration. And the Gemara says, Asei de Rabim is Doicha Asei de Yachid. So with that backdrop, Zok the Gemara, Boimine Abaye Mirabu, Abaye asked Rabbi the following question, Kovroi Beregel, if somebody was buried on Yontif. So there's no Dine Avelos that are going to be Noyeg on Yontif. Stating that, Abaya had an interesting tzad. Regal oilu loy l'minyan shloishim. Do the days of Yontif count towards the 30 days of shloishim? Oy ein regal oilu loy l'minyan shloishim. Or do the days of Yontif not count towards the 30 days of shloishim? And Abaya explained, l'minyan shavaloy kam yubayali. He says, notice, I'm not asking about Shiva. I know that Yontif doesn't count towards Shiva. Delay Naga Mitzvah Shiva Beregel. Because how could it? Being that the laws of Shiva are not Noyag and Yontif, so how is it possible that the days of Yontif would count towards the Shiva? Kika Miboyelim, Ashayla said Abaye is Leminyan Shloishim. As it relates to the laws of Shloishim, what's my tzad? The Kanaga Mitzvah Shloishim Beregel. Because really, the laws of Shloishim are Noyag and Yontif. And it's for that reason, my, what's Talacha? Do you say that the days of Yontif count towards Shloishim? Or do they not count towards Shloishim? So again, that's Pashit, that a person does not observe the laws of Avelos on Yontif. However, Abaye was clarifying whether the days of Yontif count as days towards the Cheshbon of 30 days of Shloishim or not. Does the meter start ticking already on Yontif or not? And again, what's his shayla? His shayla is that being that the laws of Shloishim are Negeya on Yontif, so therefore maybe the days of Yontif would count towards Shloishim as well. So Rashi says, what does it mean the laws of Shloishim are Noyeg on Yontif? Says Rashi, because what's really unique about the Avelos of Shloishim? What's unique is two things. Meaning, really, the Shloishim period is a more diluted form of mourning than is the Shiva period. So what really happens during Shloishim? Two primary halachas. Number one, a person has to be careful when it comes to washing his clothing and pressing his clothing. Number two, the more obvious halacha, and that is as it relates to him cutting his hair. Now, those two things, a person is not allowed to do on Yontif. On Yontif, and even on Chol HaMoed, there's an Isser Kiluach, and there's an Isser Kibos. So even though the laws of Avelos per se are not really Noyeg on Yontif, but inevitably, all the dinim of Shloishim, a person is going to observe during the Tkufa of Yontif. And it's for that reason, Abaye had a tzad that maybe the days of Yontif would count towards Shloishim. And again, he said that as it relates to Shiva Loi Kami Bayali, because the more intense form of mourning that a person has to observe during Shiva on Yontif is not there. So being that the person is not observing the laws of Shiva, there's no tzad that the days of Yontif should count towards the 7 days of Shiva. But as it relates to Shloishim, those diluted dinim of mourning, a person is actually observing on Yontif, not because of of mourning because of Yontif. But either way, he is observing it on Yontif. So for that reason, Abaye had it said that maybe it should count. So that was the long-winded question that Abaye asked Rabbi and Amale. Rabbi gave him a two-word answer. He told him, "Ein yoyla." I hear, it's a nice havam, you know, but at the end of the day, it doesn't work. And the Gemara now is going to ask two questions on Rabbi's psak. Number one, Esvei, Akasha from a Brice, Akoyves Mesoy. If somebody buries his loved one, Shnei Yom Kodim Aregel, 2 days before Yontif, Talachas Moine Chamisha Yom Macharegel, he has to count 5 days after Yontif, meaning the Avelus, even though it was interrupted by Yontif, is going to resume after Yontif. And during those 5 days, even though he's not allowed to do malacha, like every Yovel is, but this Avelus is a little bit more lenient, so that he's allowed to hire someone else, or he's allowed to ask someone else to do malacha for him, which is a chiddush, because ordinarily, just like an Avel is not allowed to do malacha himself, an Avel can't have anyone do malacha for him. But being that this Avelus was interrupted by Yontif, so the back 5 days, someone else would be able to do malacha for him. Not just that, his slaves would be allowed to do work, albeit betzina. The ein rabbim misaskin mimoy. Another interesting halacha is that during those 5 days after Yontif, there's no menachem avol, meaning no one's going to come be menachemim. Shekvar nesasku by beragel. The reason is because during Yontif, people were already being menachemim, meaning even though it's true the dinim of shiva were interrupted by Yontif, but the reality is that during Yontif, people are going to come by and they're going to give him chizik. So tanchumei avelim, that halacha is not going to be nageya during those last 5 days. Kol ishal davar, says the brisa. Here's the rule: kol shehu mishum avel regel mafsikai. Any din of shiva that's related to the actual avelos, so that regel knocks out. But any aspect of the shiva that's related not so much to the person being noyig avelos, but more to the rabbim helping him and being menachem, ain't regel mafsika. As it relates to that, yontif is not going to be mafsikim. So again, this first part of the raisa that we just mentioned is negeya, where somebody's relative died 2 days before yontif. So if someone's relative dies 2 days before yontif, the halacha is he has to sit shiva for 2 days. Yontif, he pauses. After Yontif, he has to make up with another 5 days. During those latter 5 days, it's a little more kuladig, malach the nasaide acherim, avada v'shev chaysav, or allowed to do work for him, or be a petzina. Another chiddush is that there's no nicham avelim during those last 5 days, because the nicham avelim really played itself out over Yontif. Now, what's the obvious question before we even see the seif of the brisa? I thought Yontif knocks out avelos. Isn't that Hilchas Avelos 101? If someone's sitting shiv and then Yontif comes and knocks it out, the teretz is the tan of this brisa is the tan of our Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph that said that the only time Yontif knocks out avelos is if the person already mourned the first 3 days. But if he didn't mourn the first 3 days, that's not halacha. Therefore, the Tana of the Braisa was very precise with his language. Hakoyveris meisoy shnei yomim koydem aregel. He didn't have 3 days yet. Because he didn't have 3 days yet, so even though the yontif is going to impact the avelos, but it's not going to be soyser at lagamri. It's not going to completely knock it out. Continues the Braisa, covers shleishi yomim b'sefer regel. What happens if the person died on yontif itself? So not before Yontif. In this case, it's on Yontif. And it was the last 3 days of Yontif. So it's the day 5, 6, and 7 is when this person was technically in mourning. So the halach is moynes shiva achar arego. Arba, he's going to have to keep shiva after Yontif. And the halach is like this. Arba yom rishonim, the first 4 of the 7 days that he's going to have to observe after Yontif, rabbim is asking by. The rabbim is going to come and be misasik. Why? Because the rabbim has to be misasik for 7 days. And as we saw already in the ratio of the brisa, on Yontif itself, there is an element of rabbim is asking by. So the last 3 days of Yontif, or the first 3 days of his avelos, the rabbim will be misasik. So they only have to make up 4 days. But, and as opposed to the Shlosh Yom Machrayim, the latter 3 days of the Avelos that he's going to have to be Noyig after Yontif, Ein Rabbim is asking by, Shekvarnas asking by Regel, because they already took care of it on Yontif. Either way, the Braisa concludes, and this is the punchline, the Regel Oilolai, and Yontif itself is Oilolai. So what does this mean? The Regel Oilolai is referring to Shloshim, that the days of Yontif are going to count towards Shloshim. So the Braisa mentioned two cases. One case was where the person died 2 days before Yontif. The second case was where the person died 3 days before the end of Yontif. Different halachas, but the conclusion of the brisa is the regel oiloloi, that the days of Yontif count towards Shloshim, says the Gemara, my lava seifa. It sounds like it's going on the entire brisa, meaning it's going on the resha, and it's also going on the seifa. And what do you see? That if somebody dies on Yontif, the halacha is the days of Yontif count towards Shloshim. How do you know it? Because the brisa says mefurish, the regel oiloloi. And what it means is the days of Yontif count towards Shloshim. And it's discussing two cases, L'chaira. The Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha is when the person died before Yontif. The Seifa is when the person died on Yontif. What was Abaye's question that he asked Rab at the beginning of the daf? If somebody dies on Yontif, so do the days of Yontif count towards Shloishim or do they not count towards Shloishim? Rabbi gave him a two-word answer. He said, Eino Yoyla. Here it's a Mefurish Abraisa. It says, Veregel Oyla Loy. Clearly that it is Oyla. So the Gemara says, Loya Reisha. You're right. If those words, Veregel Oyla, was going back on the Reisha and on the Seifa, so you would have a clear contradiction to what Rabbi said. But the Gemara says, it's not Muchach, that's the case. Maybe really it's only going back on the Reisha, the case where the person died before Yontif. If he died before Yontif, Zafar Yontif, the Avelo started already, so then it's for Regal Oyloi. But it could be if the person dies on Yontif itself, the Adalach is going to be different. Ace, a second Kash. Regal Oyloi, the Minyan Shloishim. The Braisa says that Yontif counts towards Shloishim. Ketzad, cover B'tchilas HaRegel. If the person was buried on Yontif, meaning the Avelo started on Yontif, Moina Shiva, Achara Regal. So the person has to count Shiva after Yontif, and he's allowed to do work. It's a little more kuladik, and meaning, even though ordinarily an Avel is not allowed to do malach, even al yidei acherim, this Avel would be allowed to do work al yidei acherim. Vavada v'shnevchoyz av oisin betzina b'toich beisel, and his slaves are allowed to work for him, albeit still a hate inside his house. V'ein rabbim is asking by. Additionally, the rabbim is not menachem Avel, shkvan is asking by beregel, because it already happened on Yontif. V'regel oiloloi, and regel is oiloloi. It says the Gemara, this is tiyufta. Why? Because this Braisa doesn't have a Reisha and a Seifa. This Braisa is not discussing two cases, a case where the person died before Yontif and a case where the person died on Yontif. This Braisa is only talking about where the person died on Yontif. And it says clearly, Regel Oiloloi Leminyan Shloishim. The regel oiloloi. So you see beforeish that if a person dies on Yontif, the days of Yontif count towards Shloishim, which is a tufta to what Rabbi said. What did Rabbi say? Two words. Einei oilo. Here you see clearly that really it is oilo. Zok to Gemara postscript in this. Gyasa Ravan Rabbi Yochanan. Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, and he brought back so much Mesoira from the great Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravan said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Afilu kavru beregel. Halach is that even if the person was buried on Yontif, the law is that the days of Yontif count towards Shloishim. Chin oirele Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Padas break. Rabbi Lazar told us to his son Rapadas, Afilu covered beregel, even if the person was buried on Yontif, the halach is the days of Yontif are going to count towards Shloishim. Tan Rabban, another halach. Kayim kviyas hamita Shloishim yomim koidim beregel. If a person observed the law of flipping over his bed for 3 days before Yontif, then Yontif came, ein oitzarech lechfoisa achra regel, he does not have to observe this halach after Yontif. Divri Rabbi Eliezer, azoy halt Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim oimer, the chachamim say, afilu yoim echad, even if the person only observed it one day, v'afilu shalachas, even if he only observed it for 1 minute, the halach is going to be the same. So a few things. Number one, what is kfiyas amita? So kfiyas amita is one of the halachas we saw that an oval has to be noyik. Once upon a time, the minig was that if a person became an oval, he would take all the beds in his house and he would flip it upside down. The Shulchan Aruch says that this is something that's not noyik bizman hazeh. And the Shulchan Aruch gives two reasons. Number one, he says, if people would do this today, outsiders would start suspecting the Avelim of being involved in some kishuf, in some form of pagan worship. The optics would be terrible. As for that reason, we don't do it. Another reason the Shulchan Aruch says is that what's the whole purpose of Kviyas Amita? It's Avelos. The idea of Dine Avelos is to mourn. Today, if somebody would flip his couch upside down, it wouldn't have the impact that it was supposed to have. Once upon a time, that was a real expression of Avelos. Today, it would be ritualistic. And as a result, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not something that's noyik. But regardless, what the Braisa means when it says Kfiyas Amita, just using it as a mashal, as an example of this person observed the laws of Avelos. So again, we have a machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer says that if a person was noyik Kfiyas Amita, which is just key for a person was noyik Avelos, for 3 days before Yontif, and then Yontif comes, you don't have to do any Avelos after Yontif. Why not? Because once a person observed Avelos for 3 days, at that point Yontif is soysa the Avelos, that after Yontif is not going to be Avelos anymore. The Chachamim say, you don't need 3 days, afilu yoim echad, even if it's only 1 day, v'afilu sha'achas, even if it's going to be only 1 hour. Whose sheet is Rabbi Eliezer? The sheet of our Mishnah. The sheet of our Mishnah said very clearly that the only time the halacha is that Yontif is Soyser Avelos is if the person was Bavelos already for 3 days. But if he wasn't Avelos yet for 3 days, then it's not going to be Soyser. Who's the Chachamim? Chachamim say, Afilu Yoimechad, Afilu Sha'achas. Chachamim argue with Tan of our Mishnah. They argue with Rabbi Eliezer here in this price that they hold even one day, even one hour. One thing the Rishonim do say, though, is you see that even the Chachamim that say, Afilu Yoy Mecher, Afilu Sha'achas, it sounds like, but at the very least, the Ova would have to observe some laws of mourning for the Yoy Mecher and for the Sha'achas, so that he would have to do something, at least a Kfiyas Amita. That's what the price says. Price mentions the Machloik is how much Kfiyas Amita? 3 days Kfiyas Amita, Yoy Mecher Kfiyas Amita, Sha'achas Kfiyas Amita, but some form of Kfiyas Amita certainly sounds like this person does have to observe, which is a very important halacha l'maisa, because if somebody became an Ova right before Yontif, but he didn't have a chance to be noyig any Avelos, could be that Avelos wouldn't be noyig. It's a shayla in the Rishonim, it's a shayla in the Paiskim. Either way, so it's machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. When we say Yontif is Loitzer Avelos, what does it mean? According to the Chachamim, Yoy Mechot Sha'achas, it knocks it out. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it has to be 3 days, and Rebbe Eliezer is the Tana of Armish. Amr Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon said, Hein, Hein, Divri, Beshamai, Hein, Hein, Divri, Besil. This machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham is really machloikis Beshamai, Besil, Beshamai, and Beshamai holds Shleish Yom in 3 days. Who Besil, and Besil says, Afilu Yoy Mechot, even one day, which means Rebbe Eliezer holds like Beshamai, the Chacham hold like Besil, which of course is Matim, with Shitas Rebbe Eliezer throughout Shas, Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti, and according to many Rishonim, to Yerushalmi, what does it mean Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti? He's Mitalmid Beishamai. So it's very gishmak that Rebbe Eliezer is Beishamai. This would be Rebbe Eliezer l'shitasoi. He follows the school of Shammai, as opposed to the Chachamim, they're Beisil. Omer Rafuna, Omer Rabchi Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ba'amri Vassam say, Omer Lei Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabchi Barabba Uli Rafuna. So either Rafuna said it in the name Rabchi Barabba, said it in the name Rabbi Yochanan. That's the first version. The second version is Rabbi Yochanan said it to Rabchi Barabba and to Rafuna. So it's the same names. The question is, what the formulation is. Regardless, what was the halacha? Afilu yoy mechot, afilu sha'achas. Even one day, even sha'achas, like the chachamim, like Beisil. Rava says something very mysterious. He says, halacha kitana didan. The halacha is like our Mishnah, the Amra Shloisha. Why is it mysterious? Because if it's Rabbi Eliezer, who's Shamuti, and it's Beishamai, who the Baskel said, we never paskin like, even though it's a Snam Mishnah that says 3 days, why would Rava paskin like Beishamai, like Rabbi Eliezer, over the Chachamim and Beisil? But either way, that's Rava's Pesach. Ravina ikla l'surah the parts. Ravina once came to surah the parts. Amalei Rav Chavir the Ravina. Rav Chavir told Ravina, Hilchas Amai, what's the halacha as it relates to Yontif being Sois Ravelos? Amalei told him, Afilu Yemech, Afilu Shachas, even if it's 1 day, even if it's 1 hour, you don't need 3 days, not like the Snam Mishnah. Vait, Yotz Rav Chavir, Rab Ami, Rab Yitzchok, Nafcho, Akilu, the Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elazar, so Rav Chia bar Abba, Rav Ami, and Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcho were all sitting. Akila is a porch, on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elazar, Nafik Milsa ben Minayim. And as they're sitting together, they had a discussion, and this was the conversation. Hilchos Avelos, and they said, Minayim Avelos Shiva. What's the makar to Shiva? How do you know that the basic laws of mourning are 7 days? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, this is what they said. It's a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk says, V'hafachti chageichem Leiva, that one day, so Yomim Toivim, this is a bad nevuah, is going to be mourning. Machag Shiva, just like Yontif is 7 days, Af Avelos Shiva, so to Avelos is also 7 days. Freit the Gemara, is every Yontif 7 days? Imat Zeres, the Chayayimah. Maybe Shavuos is only 1 day, so maybe Avelos should only be 1 day. So the Gemara says it's true, it's a good kasha. And the truth is, we do darshan for fachti chageichem le'evil, meaning 1 day as well, but for a different halacha. Hum mi boyle look at the reshlok. Shom Rav Shem ben Lakish, mishum Rav Yehuda nesiya minayin l'shmur ruchay kishen mihagas aliyem echad. How do we know that if somebody finds out that he's a novel, but the news came to him after an extended period of time, so he didn't find out right away, but he found out after a little while after it already happened. It's what's known as a Shmur Rechaika. The Gemara is going to define a Shmur Rechaika shortly. But if somebody finds out after the Ptira, or a significant amount of time after the Ptira, that he's a novel. So the halacha is he has to be Noig Avelos only 1 day. And how do you know that? The Chziv, V'afachti Chageichem Le'evel. And we learn from there that, you see, Yontif is going to turn into Avelos. Okay, so why 1 day? V'ashkechon Atzeres Tikri Chad Yoyimah Chag. Because you find that Atzeres is considered a Yontif, even though it's only 1 day. So you see clearly that there's a concept of Avelos 1 day. So the Gemara says, Avelos we find as 7 days, and Avelos we find as 1 day. The Ikar Avelos is 7 days. That's what Shiva. Sometimes Avelos is only 1 day. When is that? A Shmua Rechaika. The Gemara says, what's the makar to these two numbers? It's learned out from the same pasuk. V'hafachti chageichem le'evil. Yontif is sometimes 7 days, and Yontif is sometimes 1 day. Kenega the Yontif, that's 7 days, we have Shiva. And Kenega the Yontif, that's 1 day, we have Shmua Rechaika, that's Einu Nehegas Elu Yemecha. The Ritva says that it's very gishmak, the Lashon of the pasuk. V'hafachti chageichem, Lashon Rabbim. Because really, with darshining two Yomim Toivim, it's chageichem. Number one, it's Sukkis and it's Pesach, which are 7 days Yom Tovim. they beget 7 days of Avelos, and it's also Shavuos, which is a one-day Yontif, and that's the Halach of Shmur Rechaika. One of the kashas that we show him talk about is, what about Sukkos? Doesn't it have Shmini Atzeres? And Shmini Atzeres, Lechura, should be an eighth day. And if that's the case, maybe it should be a Makar for 8 days of Avelos. But either way, this is what the Gemara says. Tan Rabban, a Shmua Kroiva, Nehege, Shivosh, Vishloshim. If somebody finds out immediately, a Shmua Kroiva, that one of his Kroivim dies, and Allah is, he has to be Noyuk Shiva, and he has to be Noyuk Shloshim, Shmua Rechaika. If, however, he finds out after an extended period of time, in Yegas Ali Yamecha, he only has to keep Avelos one day. Okay, so here's the question. Ezei Kroiva, Ezei Rechaika. What's the definition of a Shmua Kroiva? What's the definition of a Shmur Rechaika? So the Gemara says, Kroiv b'toich shloishim. Kroiv is if he finds out within 30 days. So if a person finds out, for example, that one of his parents passed away within 30 days from when it happened, that's a Shmur Kroiv. Person would have to sit Shiva, and it would have to be Noyig Shloishim. Rechaika is La'acha Shloishim. If he finds that after 30 days, Divri Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Acha Shmur Kroiva, the Acha Shmur Rechaika, Noyhege Shiva Vishloishim. That even a Shmur Rechaika has to be Noyhege Shiva Vishloishim. In other words, this that we just said, that Shmur Rechaika is only Noyig one day, and that's the Vahafachti Chageichem Le'evil, as it relates to the Yontif of Atzeres, it's only what? One day of Avelos is really machlokes. It's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Shmua Rechaika is only Noyeg one day. But the Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, Acha Shmua Kroiva, Va'acha Shmua Rechaika, Noyeg Shiva Ushloishim. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. An important line in the world of Klal Yapsak. Kol Makam Shatam Oitza Yochid Mekel V'Rab Machmirim. Anytime you find the machlokes between a Yochid and a Rabbin, and the Yochid is Mekel and the Rabbin Machm, Alachik Rabbin, we pass like the Rabbin. Number one, Yochid v'Rabim Alachik Rabim. And certainly, if the Rabim are the Machmirim, for sure we're going to go like the Rabim. Chutz Mizu, this is the one exception to the rule. Sh'af apish Rabbi Akiva Mekel, because even though Rabbi Akiva was Mekel, v'chacham Machmirim, and Rabbi Akiva was the Yochid. And by the way, even though we know Alachik Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, but it's Mechaveroi v'loi Mechavero. So, Rabbi Akiva's the Yochid, and not only is he the Yochid, he's the Mekel, and Alachik Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, but v'loy mechavei rav. So if Rabbi Akiva ever argues with a yachid, you know that Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. So if it's machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, for example, we're always going to paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But this is keneged chavei rav. So really, who should we paskin like? We should paskin like the Chachamim. Stating that, said Rabbi Yochanan halachik Rabbi Akiva. Here the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Amash Shmuel. The Shmuel said halachik kedivri amekel be'evil. That when it comes to avelos, we always paskin like the mekel. Rabbi Akiva was the mekel. Rabbi Akiva said that a Shmuel kroiva the shivin shloishim. But for a Shmuel rechayke, there's no shiva, there's no shloishim. Rabbi Chanina asked the Shmuel, "Da'avu mi beichoy zoy." Rabbi Chanina received a Shmuel rechayka that his father had died. So a telegram arrives from beichoy zoy, and Rabbi Chanina is informed that his father died. So the Gemara says, "Also came to Rav Chizda." He says, "What should he do as far as Avelos goes?" Amaleh, Rav Chizda told him, "Shmuel rechayka in Yagasol Yamechad." That's a Shmuel rechayka. We pass him like Rabbi Akiva, even though he's the Yachid, even though he's the Mekel, even though Allah Rabbi Akiva mechavei roiv v'leim mechavei rav, but Allah Akiva mekel ba'avil, and therefore only one day. Rav Nasan bar Ami asalei Shmuel di imei mi bechayzai. Rav Nasan bar Ami heard that his mother had died. It was a Shmuel rechayka. Came from the same place. Came from Chayzai. Asal kami de Rav. He went to Rav to ask him the shaila. Amaleh, Rav told him, "Hari Yomer Shmuel rechayka in Yagas Eli Yamechad b'vad." It's a Shmuel rechayka. It's only noig one day. What is it true that Shmua Rechaik is only Noyeg one day? That's true with Chamisha Meisei Mitzvah. That's true with regards to the five Meisei Mitzvah. Now, usually when you see the term Meisei Mitzvah, so you start thinking of a war, a field, there's no one to bury, right? That's usually what comes to mind when we think of Meisei Mitzvah. Meisei Mitzvah is Koyne Mekoyimai. Meisei Mitzvah is someone that's in like Koyvrim. But sometimes Meisei Mitzvah just means that a person has a relative that he's obligated to be metapel and obligated to do whatever he can do to make sure this person is buried. And the truth is that when it comes to the laws of mourning, we'll see this in Matzah Shem in tomorrow's daf, there are seven kroivim that matter. This father, this mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and wife. So says the Gemara, Braisa, Bemedvar Mamurin. When is this true? At that Shmur Rechik is only Noyeg one day. That's Bechamishi Meisei Mitzvah. That's for five out of the seven. Brother, sister, son, daughter, and wife. Aval al Oviv al Imoy. When it comes to a father and a mother, there the dinim of Avelos are the most chamor at Shiva Veshloishim. There it has to be regular Shiva, regular Shloishim. So the Gemara says, I understand there's a Rashitas Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva says, said Shmuel Rechoyk is Ein Noyheges Eliyoy Mechel Bevat. Aber nicht for a Taten Amama. Taten Amama the Shiva Vishloshim. It's a Breiso. So how could those Amiram have Paskin, Rav Chizda Paskin for Rav Chanina, and Rav Paskin for Rav Nassim Barami? Those cases were father and mother. And because we're dealing with parents over there, so even though it was a Shmuel Rechoyk, it should have been a regular Shiva, regular Shloshim. Amalei, so the Gemara says, he told him back, Yechidah. That's only the sheet of the Yechidah. For like Sviru and Kavasi, we don't pass in that way. How do I know that the Tanya we learned to the Brisa? Maisa Maisa Avishal Rav Tzadik beGinzak. There was a story that Rav Tzadik's father died in Ginzak. This was a Shmur Rechaika. He found out 3 years later that his father had died. And he came to ask Elisha ben Avua. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Haggai says that this is not the famous Elisha bar Avua, who was Rameir's Rebbe, who later became Acha. But either way, they came and they asked a Tana by the name of Elisha ben Avua, who skated him Shimoy together with all the skating of Amrun. They said, Nog, Shiva Vishloshim, they should be Noyik Shiva Vishloshim, Shemes Benoisha Rab Achia Begoyla. And when Rab Achia's son died, Yashnav Olav Shiva Vishloshim, he too was, he said, Shiva Vishloshim. Even though it was a Shmur Rechaika. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that you see from here that this Shita that holds that for a father and a mother, there's a concept of Shiva Vishloshim, even for a Shmur Rechaika, that's the Shita of Elisha ben Avua, but not everybody paskins that way, and it's for that reason that Rava and Rav Chizda and that Gemara, they didn't paskin that way either. Either way, the Gemara now is going to veer off for a drop. So again, we just said, when Rabbi Achia's son died, he was Begoyla, meaning he was overseas. It was a Shmur Rechoyka, Yashav Olav Shiva Vishloishim. He said Shiv and he said Shloishim. Is that true? Could it be Rabbi Achia held that for a Shmur Rechoyka, there's supposed to be Shiva Vishloishim? And this is for a son. This is not even for a father and a mother. So essentially, what Rabbi Achia is telling you is he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. He holds like the Chachamim that for a Shmur Rechoyka, you're going to sit Shiva and Shloishim. Can't be. For Rav Barachud Rabbi Achia. Rav, we know, was the son of Rabbi Achia's brother. He was also the son of Rabbi Chiya's sister. So Rabbi Chiya's half-brother married Rabbi Chiya's half-sister, and this couple had a child whose name would be Yekarish Moi B'Yisrael, Abba, who would become the famous Rav. But either way, Rav was Rabbi Chiya's nephew from Beide Zeiten. He was Rabbi Chiya's nephew from his father's side, and he was Rabbi Chiya's nephew from his mother's side. The Gemara says, Gisal Kol Haslam, when Rav went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so we know Rav was born in Eretz Yisrael, and then Mechiyasa Rav LeBavel, Rav goes to Bavel, famous encounter with Shmuel, he goes to Narda, and then eventually he settles in Surah, and the Tatlafish, and he starts changing the entire landscape of Bavel. The Gemara talks about the before and after of Bavel from when Rav came to Bavel. But eventually, Rav went back to Eretz Yisrael. So he goes back to Eretz Yisrael, and he meets his uncle, Rav Chiya. So Amaleis, Rav Chiya tells Rav, I hadn't seen him in so long. So he said, Was macht die Mishpacha? So he said, Abba Kayim, tell me, is your father alive? Who was Rav's father? Rav Chiya's brother. So he says, Amaleis, he says, Ima Kayemes, why are you asking me if my father's alive? Ask me if my mother's alive. Amaleis, he said, okay, Ima Kayemes, nu, was macht der Mama? Amaleis, Abba Kayem, was fragst du von der Mama? Frag von der Tata. Oh, so Rav Chiya hat schon verstanden. He realized Rav didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. He didn't want to tell Rav Chiya that his brother and his sister have both died. So Rav Chiya just found out that they died, right? So he has to now this was a Shmur Rechaika. So Amalei l'Shamoi. So he told the Shamis, "Chaloitzli min, I'll take my shoes off. And then take my kelim. I'm going to the Beis Merchitz." Very interesting reaction. So the Gemara says, "Shmami not las." You see three halachas from here. Number one, Shmami not avol las benil sasando. As soon as he heard that he was an avol, he took his shoes off. You see, an avol's not allowed to wear shoes, which we know. The Shmami not Shmur Rechaika in hegas aliyah mechad. You see also that his whole avilus was one day, because immediately after he took his shoes off, where did he go? To the Beis Merchitz. Avol's not allowed to go to the Beis Merchitz. He's going to the bathhouse. So what do you see? You see because it was a Shmur Rechaika, and Shmur Rechaika is only in hegas one day. The Shmami not. You also see mixas ayon kekulay that it's not even a full day, like Abishol that when it comes to Avelos, Mixas Ayoyim is Kekuloi. So therefore, it was just 1 second. All he did was one hanhog of Avelos. He took his shoes off, and that was already enough. But what do you see from here? That Rav Chiya holds that Shmur Rechaika doesn't require a bona fide Avelos, but rather, what does it require? Mixas Ayoyim Kekuloi, one day, and that's it. So what's the kasha? The Gemara said that when Rav Chiya heard that his son died, Begoyla, it was a Shmur Rechaika, Yashav Olav Shiva Vishloishim. He observed Shiva Vishloishim. And here we have Rav Chiya, who finds out that his brother and his sister died at the same moment. And what did he do? All he did was, is a mixas ayam kekulay of one day. So we have a stira between Rav Chiya and Rav Achiya. And for the Gemara, the obvious question, what kind of steer is that? Reb Chiya Lechud for Reb Achiya Lechud. They weren't the same person. One was Reb Chiya, and the other one was Reb Achiya. It's interesting. The other day we had Reb Iya, right? Iya is outside. Iya and Chiya and Achiya. But either way, what was even the Havamina of the Gemara that the Gemara thought that Reb Achiya is Reb Chiya? It's not the same person. One has an aleph, another one doesn't have an aleph. So, l'chura tzorach b'ya, but either way, that's what the Gemara says. Incidentally, just one thing I think worth mentioning, and this is really a general point, because it comes up a lot, and that is, what was Reb Chiya doing? Right, Reb Chiya over here is, just found out that his brother and his mother died. That his brother and his sister died. So what does he do? He takes his shoes off, and then he says, let's go to the Beis Merchitz. Okay, it's Zayis Kehaltin and Halacha, because really, he holds Shmur Rechayki only Noig one day, and Miksa Yom Kekuloi, so it's Pesedi, he can go to Beis Merchus. But what's Reb Chiya doing? It doesn't seem appropriate. A Pashta person wouldn't behave this way. And Reb Chiya, the great Reb Chiya, Kama Gedoyla Maise Chiya, Reb Chiya from all people is behaving this way. But Pashta Pshat is he was coming to teach Halachas. That's what the Gemara says, Shmami Not Klas. And Reb Chiya wanted to show Halacha L'maisa, Maisa Raz. And there's so many Gemaras, right, even in my cotton we had it so many times, where you find different Amiram that are working in the field on Chalamoid, Rav and Shmuel, and Rav Ashi is going to hack Holtz, literally, he's timber, he's knocking down forests in the middle of Chalamoy. That's what Rav Ashi is doing in Chalamoy. I mean, Rav Ashi has a Shas to write. This is what Rav Ashi is doing. What's Pashup Shah? You see this everywhere. It's throughout Shas you see this idea. And it seems like the Amayram sometimes were going out of their way to prove a point. And which was precisely the Gemara's reaction. The Gemara says, Shmami not class. And that's probably what Reb Chiya is trying to do. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaiter. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabban, Shama Shmua Kreva Beregel. If somebody heard a Shmua Kreva on Regel, so somebody found out on Yontif that one of his kreivim died, and it was within 30 days, right? We just defined what Shmur kreiv and Shmur rechayka is. It was within 30 days. And then after Yontif, it became already a Shmur rechayka. Meaning, what happened? What happened was, he found out in the middle of the 30 days, and then it was Yontif, so he couldn't be Noig Avelos. By the time Yontif was over, and now he's ready to be Noig Avelos, 30 days already passed. So here's the question. Do we dan it like a Shmur Kreiva, or do we dan it like a Shmur Rechaika? When he heard about it, it was a Shmur Kreiva. But by the time he actually did something about it, it was a Shmur Rechaika. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin said, the halach is, oileloi ve'enoi Noig Eli Yamecha. Halacha l'maisa to Shmur Rechaika is only Noig one day. Tani Rav Adadim in Kisri kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Adadim in Kisri had a braisa and he presented it to Rabbi Yochanan. Braisa said, Shama Shmur Kreva b'Shabbos. If someone received a Shmur Kreva on Shabbos, well, not Yom, Shabbos, when I tell you Shabbos, Nas Rechaikim, by Matzah Shabbos, by the time he's ready to be Noig Avelos, it was ready Rechaika. Ein Noig Eli Yamechad. Again, we treat it not like a Shmur Kreva, we treat it like a Shmur Rechaika. Because being that he wasn't starting to be Noig Avelos until it was already a Rechaika, so therefore it's treated as a Shmur Rechaika. Zok Tigmar, Kreya, Oy enei kireya, Shmur Rechaika. Oy enei noyik Eli Yamechel Bavad. That's the halacha. It's Rabbi Akiva Shita, even though he's a yachid and he's the mekel, but halacha kiva mekel ba'avel. The question is, if someone finds out that he's now an avel and it was a Shmur Rechaika, clearly it's not regular avelus. Does he rice kriya or does he not rice kriya? Zok Tigmar. Rav Mani Yom Rav Mani said enei kireya. No. Rav Chanina said kireya. Yeah. Omali Rav Mani Rav Chanina. So Rav Mani who said no told Rav Chanina who said yeah. Bishlam did not mean enei kireya. Bishlam going to me. I hold there's no kriya. Haimad liyika avelus shiva. Makes sense because there's no avelus of shiva. And it's mistaber that if there's no shiva, there's no kriya. El didachdam kireya. But according to that, there's kriya. Kriya b'lo shiva miyika. Is there kriya below shiva? There's no such thing. Samara says, what do you mean? Lie? Is that true? Meaning, the Gemara said, the Reb Chanina turned to Ramani, he says, like, where are you even getting that from? What does that mean? How do you know there can't be Kriya if there's no Shiva? In fact, Valtani Isi Abu Rab Zera, there's a Braisa that Isi, who was Rab Zera's father, said, Famila some say Isi was Achud Rab Zera. He was Rab Zera's brother, Kamed Rab Zera, regardless was presented to Rab Zera as follows. Micha in Chaluk Likraya, if somebody doesn't have a shirt to tear, Vinizdamin Lobitaich Shiva, and then he finds middle of the Shiva, he gets this shirt, Kareya, Daloch is he should tear it. La Acha Shiva, after Shiva, in a Kareya. He's not supposed to. But what do you see? You see that there's a concept that even though the person did not tear Kriya in the beginning, but at the same time, there is still an Indian for him to tear Kriya whenever he gets the shirt in the middle of the Kriya. So you see the two are not mutually exclusive. When is this true for the Chamesh Mesa Mitzvah? Here's the punchline. But when it comes to a father and a mother, a person is also supposed to, always supposed to rise Kriya. In other words, again, clarify. You see from here that if a person person finds out that his father and his mother died even after the shiva, the halacha is rice kriya then. So you see clearly that even after the shiva, if it's al aviv al imoy, he's supposed to rice kriya. So vazakstu, there's no such thing as kriya without shiva. You see, there is such a thing as, so the Gemara says, no, kitanya hilich void aviv imoy, read that price. So that price is dafka with the father and the mother. And that's because of the special cover that a person has to have for his father and his mother. But ordinarily, enochinami, the halacha is, there would be no kriya unless there's shiva, and that's what Ramani was saying, that it's for that reason a shmur rechoika, which has no shiva, would also have no kriya. So we'll stop here and just speak out one ha'ara as it relates to Hilchas Aveilah. So a little bit of an introduction, and then we'll segue into a Ha'ara, and we'll be Messiah in B'Kitayv. That is, so we're learning now the Halachos of Aveilos. So just a little bit of a background, just basic fundamental background, as it relates to the Halachos of Aveilos. So the concept of Aveilos is that if somebody loses one of his seven Kroivim, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, son, his daughter, or his wife, the Halacha is he has to mourn. Now, traditionally, when someone thinks about Avelos, it's usually in terms of phases. And the phases are Shiva, Shloishim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. The first 7 days of mourning are very, very intense. Person sits Shiva. And then there's Shloishim, where the Avelos becomes less intense. And then finally, the Avelos on some level lasts for an entire Yud Beis Chodesh. And the truth is, there are Makairis for Shiva, there are Makairis for Shloishim, and there are Makairis for Yud Beis Chodesh. Just to scratch the surface a little bit. The Gemara said in today's Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, Minayin La'Avelos Shiva. How do you know that Avelos is Noyik for 7 days? The Chsev, it's a Pasuk in Amos. It says, V'hafachti Chageichem La'Avel. It says that Yontif is going to turn into Avelos. Machak Shiva, just like Yontif is 7 days, Pesach and Sukkot is 7 days, so too, Avelos is supposed to be for 7 days. So the Gemara brought a Makar already from Divrei Kabbalah, Pasuk and Amos, where you see that there's a Makar to Avelos being 7 days. The truth is, there's a Makar in the Torah for Avelos being 7 days as well. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. The Pasuk says that when Yosef and the brothers brought Yaakov's body to Ma'aras HaMachpelah, it says, Vayavoyu at Goyrin Ha'atot. They arrived at Goyrin Ha'atot, Asher Be'ever HaYarden. It was on the other side of the Yarden. They were coming from Egypt. Vayisbetu Shom Mispelit Godo V'Koveid Ma'od. And they mourned Yaakov, and there was a tremendous hespid. Vayaslo Aviv Evel Shivas Yonim. And then they mourned him for 7 days. So there's already a pasuk in the Torah. There's a makar to this concept of Avelo 7 days. The truth is, there are other makaris as well. Just mention one more. Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, "Vayihi l'shivas hayomim." 7 days pass, and then umei amabul hayu al haaretz, and then the mabul started. So Chazal say, why did it take 7 days? Meaning 7 days pass, and it was only after the 7 days that the mabul started. So the Gemara says in Masechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kufches, it's a Gemara in Perek Chelek that the reason they waited 7 days was because Rashi brings in a Chumash, Misushelach died right before the mabul, and out of respect for the 7 days of mourning for Misu Shelach, the Mabul was delayed 7 days, and it was only afterwards that the Mabul started. But either way, we have clear sources to this concept of Avelos of 7 days. What about Shloishim? That's also a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Parashas V'zois HaBracha. The pasuk says, Vayifku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, so it says, the Yidden cried for Moshe, ba'arvo Yismoyov, that's where they were, Shloishim Yoim, for 30 days. Vayitmu yemei b'chi eva Moshe, and it was after the 30 days that the b'chias on Moshe concluded. But the avelos on Moshe was for 30 days, pasuk in the Torah, that there's a concept of mourning for 30 days. What about Yud Beis Chodesh? So for that, we don't have a pasuk. However, there's a Gemara in Masechtes Ksubis where the Gemara says that after Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was nifter, so it says there was a grand Avelos, national mourning, and it says that the mourning lasted for a full Yud Beis Chodesh. There were literally shinuyim in the Hanhaga, day-to-day of Klal Yisrael, after the Ptira of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and it lasted for Yud Beis Chodesh. So you find this concept of 7 days, Pesukim in the Torah, you find the concept of Shloishim, it's also a Pasuk in the Torah, and there's definitely a source for a year. There's a source for Yud Beis Chodesh as well. So that's Shiva, Shloishim, Yud Beis Chodesh. But the truth is, it's Mavur, that in Hilchas Avelos, there's more than just those three milestones. It's not just 7:30 and Yud Beis Chodesh. We have a concept of 3 days. Now, what's the Makarta 3 days? The Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to the Stam Mishnah, it's also the Shita of Rabbi Yezer, it's also the Shita of Beis Shammai, that holds that the Halacha, that Yontif is Soyser Avelis, is only true if the person mourned already for 3 days. But if he didn't mourn already for 3 days, there's no such Halacha. And Rashi says why? Because the Ikar Avelis is 30 days. So because the Ikar Avelis is 30 days, so if there was already, it's 3 days, so if there was 3 days already, so that's when Yontif is going to be Soyser Avelis. But if there wasn't 3 days, it won't be Soyser. So the only time Yontif knocks out Avelis is if the person, at the very least, observed the Ikar of Avelis. And how long is the Ikar of Avelis? The Ikar of Avelis is 3 days. You see this concept of 3 days of Avelis. The truth is, it's a Gemara that we're going to learn later. And Af Chav Zayin Amad Beis here in Perek Ve'ilu Magalchem. The pasuk says, Al Tifku L'meis Yoyser Midai. A person should not cry for a mace too much. Okay, it said, Shloisha Yom Lebechi. 3 days, the person should cry. V'shiva L'hespid, 7 days of Hespedim. V'shloishin L'gilutz V'letispiris. And then 30 days, a person should just be noyek certain dinim. But Shloisha Lebechi. So there's this concept of 3 days of Bechi. So you find that within Shiva itself, not all 7 days were created equally. The first 3 days are Bechi. The first 3 days a person's supposed to be crying. And then afterwards you have the rest of Avelis. So we have now Shiva, Shloishim, Yud Beis Chayidish. And even within Shiva, we have the concept of 3 days. But the truth is, there's another number. Another very significant Tkufa as it relates to Avelis. And in fact, as we're about to see, according to many Rishonim, it's the most significant. And that is the first day. The sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Rif is that Avelos is Dairaisa. But it's only Midairaisa on day one. It's the first day that it's Midairaisa. However, every other day, it's only Midrabban. So what's the Makar to 1 day? Where does that come from? The Rambam brings one pasuk. The Rif brings another pasuk. The pasuk that the Rambam brings is in Parsha Shmini. The context over there is the Ptira, the untimely Misa of Nadav and Avihu. And as soon as Nadav and Avihu passed away, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu, Ubanim Loihayu Lahem. So the pasuk says that Aharon, Elazar and Yisama, they all became Oininim. They all became Avelim. And the context there is that there was a Karban Chatas that Aharon burnt, and he wasn't supposed to burn it. And the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Aharon al Moshe." He says, "Hein hayoyin ekribo es chatosim vesoylosim lufnei Hashem." Vatikrena oisin koela v'achalti chatos hayoyin hayita beni Hashem. You expect me to eat a chatos today? Hayita beni Hashem, says the Rambam. What do we mean today? Oh, because today Aharon had just lost his 2 sons, Nadav and Avihu. So today he was an avil b'yoyin rishoyin. And v'achalti chatos hayoyin, how could he? So you see from the tain of Aharon that there's a concept of avelos of 1 day. The Rif brings another pasuk. The Rif brings the pasuk that's the sefer of the pasuk that the Gemara brought as the makar avelos of Shiva. Gemara says, how do you know avelos is Shiva? V'afachti chageichem le'evil. The end of that pasuk, the last 3 words, v'acharisa Kiyoymar, that the Acharisa is going to be one bitter day. Says the Rif, you see from here, Yoim Echad, that there's a din avelos of 1 day. So the bottom line is, we have, let's work backwards, Yud Beis Chodesh, and then there's Shloshim, and then there's Shiva. And within Shiva, there's the first 3 days, and within the first 3 days, there's day one. The Vacharisa Kiyoymar. The Rambam and the Rif Shita is that Avelis is Dairaisa. But although Avelis is Dairaisa, like we just said, it's only the Vacharisa Kiyoymar that's Dairaisa. It's only that first day that's Dairaisa. The 3 days, and certainly the 7 days, and the 30 days, and Yud Beis Chodesh, that's all Midrabanan, it's all Midivrei Seifim. It's that first day that's going to be Dairaisa. Stating that, not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam and the Rif. There are many Rishonim that hold that even Avelis on that first day is only a midrabanan. And the truth is, there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Avelis. It's simon Shin Tzadik Ches Uboy Sif Echad. And the name of the simon is Avelis Yoim Rishon De'iraisa. That's the name of the simon. And the Shulchan Aruch, again, it's a very, very short simon. And the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. Avelis Yoim Rishon Im Hu Yoim Misa Vikfura. If it's the day of the Misa and the Kfura, that's an important caveat. It's both the day that the person died and the day of the Kfura, Havi Dai Raisa. Vishar Hayamin, Midrabanan. Everything else is Midrabanan. Vieshoimrim Sha'af Avelos Yoim Rishon, the Misa Kfura, Havi Dai Rabanan, Mechala Mesen. That even that first day is only Midrabanan. So the bottom line is, it goes down as a Machloikis, Rishonim, whether Avelos Yoim Rishon is a Dai Raisa, or whether Avelos Yoim Rishon is a Dai Rabanan. The Rambam and the Rif, the two great poiskim from the earliest Rishonim, they both held that Avelos Yom Rishon is the Raisa, stating that the Rishonim that hold that Avelos is the Rabbanan, and the truth is the Ramah in the end of Simon Shin Sadik Teh says is that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel when it comes to Dinei Avelos. But either way, this is of course Ton Shelas Rav, but the bottom line is a major Machlokes Rishonim whether Avelos B'Yom Rishon for sure not 3:7:30 on Yud Beis Chodesh, the first day, yet the Raisa, or is it not the Raisa? So just to end with a Geshmak Raid Bite, it's obviously a morbid sugya, but to end with a fester raid bite. I mean, what's more geschmack than a shagas aryeh? And what's even more geschmack than three shagas aryehs? So just to end with a shagas aryeh, and this is raid that we've spoken about in the past, but the aim base medrash beloy chiddush, this is a bechina of the hafachti evel lechag, the other way around. To take a sugya that really is in Hilchas Avelos of a metashagas aryeh, there's nothing that makes it more geschmack. The shagas aryeh asks a bomb kasha on the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Rif that holds Avelos the Yom Rishon is the Raisa, but this kasha of the Shagas Aryeh requires a tiny bit of an introduction, and that is the Gemara in Mesechtes Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph, and this is a Gemara in other places in Shas as well, darshins the pasuk in Hilchis Sukkah that says Vehoyisa Ach Sameach. So the pasuk says that on Yontif, a person's supposed to be besimcha, but not just besimcha, but v'hayisa ach sameach. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, v'hayisa ach sameach, l'rabbis lele Yontif v'achrei. That pasuk is extra. There's already psukim that say that a person has to be besimcha on Yontif. It says v'samachta v'chagecha. So what's v'hayisa ach sameach coming to teach me? It's l'rabbis. It's l'rabbis lele Yontif v'achrei. That the night of the last day Yontif, Sukkis. So what's the last day Yontif? Shmini Atzeres. Lel Shmini Atzeres, a person has a chiv to be besimcha. Says the Gemara, Yein Lel Yontif HaRishon. How do you know that V'yisa Ach Sameach is L'Rabbis Lel Yontif HaAchrin, that there's a mitzvah of simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres? Maybe the pasuk is coming to say that there's a mitzvah of simcha the first night Yontif. K'shu'oimer Ach Cholak. When it says V'yisa Ach, Ach is a miut, meaning it can't be marba both. It can't be marba lel yontav achrein and be marba yontav rishon. In fact, it's going to be marba one and it's going to be mamayit the other. So the Gemara says, okay, but umaros the rabbis lel yontav achrein ulahotzi lel yontav rishon. Maybe go the opposite. How do you know that the ribuy of yiso sameach is the rabbis lel yontav achrein and ach is lamayit lel yontav rishon? Efshefaket. Maybe v'hayiso sameach is the rabbis lel yontav rishon and ach is mamayit lel yontav achrein. Zakti Gemara, it's a svara. Marba ni leila yontif ha'achroin. It's mestabed to be marba till night of Shmini Atzeres, sheish simcha lefonav. Because what was the days leading up to yontif? You are besimcha. Umoitzi ani leila yontif ha'rishoin, as opposed to the first night yontif, sheish simcha lefonav, where there was no simcha. In other words, besikum. The Gemara says that there's a chiev to be besimcha belel Shmini Atzeres. How do I know it? I know from a pasuk. There would have been a havamina, maybe not. But I know from a pasuk, yeah. V'hayisa ach sameach, v'hayisa sameach. There's a ribuy of simcha. You have to be besimcha when? The night of Shmini Atzeres. At the same time, there's no chiv to be besimcha the first night yontif. How do I know it? From the same pasuk. Because the same pasuk that says v'hayisa sameach tells me that there's no chiv to be besimcha the first night of yontif. Freak the shagasar, yeah. If that's the case, I have a bomba of all bomba kashas. And that is, we know that if Avelos comes in conflict with yontif, this is no Avelos on Yontif. Why not? The Gemara said, "My cotton you down on my base." The first half of Perik Ve'elu Magachin. It's because Avelos is an assay and Yontif is an assay. But Avelos is an assay diyachid. It's a personal assay that a person Loyalenu is dealing with. Yontif is a national assay. It's a national celebration. Every single Yid in Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Yontif is what's known as an assay derabim. Avelos is an assay derachin. Assay derabim is doichin assay diyachid. And it's for that reason, there's no need din. Avelos that's ever going to be noyig on Yontif. What's the halacha? If a person was an oval before Yontif, Yontif knocks it out. And if a person became an oval on Yontif, Yontif pushes it off until after Yontif. But the bottom line is, there's no dine avelos that are noyig on Yontif. Frank the Shagasar, yeah. According to the Rambam and the Rif, the first day of Avelos is midairaisa. Avelus is the rabbot. But the shita's ram, the shita's arifs, the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tzadi Ches is that avelus b'yom rishon is dairaisa. And just to clarify, what does avelus b'yom rishon mean? It means, obviously, the day of the Misa and the Kfura. It also means that if a person dies and is buried during the day, the ensuing night, meaning that following night, is considered part of the Yom Rishon. Sometimes the night follows the day. Hilchos Avelos is one of those times. So the halach is that this person has a chiv to mourn midday raisa that first night. Sefreit Tishagas Aryeh. If somebody becomes an oval on Erev Yontif, or if somebody becomes an oval the first night of Yontif, he should have a chiv to be noyeg Avelos that first night Yontif. Why? Because the only reason there's no Avelos on Yontif is because the Asei the Rabbim of Tzimchus Yontif is noyecha the Asei the Yachid. Of its mavu in the Gemara and Sukkim em chesam and aleph, that there is no chi of Simchas Yantiv the first night of Yantiv. The Yisra Achsa Meach is marba leil Yantiv Achroin, but it's moisi leil Yantiv Arishon. So if there's no mitzvah Simchas Yantiv, so it comes out this person has a chi of Avelis, he doesn't have a chi of Simchas Yantiv, so the halacha should be that he should be noig Avelis. And says the Shagas Aryeh, even though I'm masking, that even though the Gemara says in Sukkim em chesam and aleph, that there's no chi of Simchas Yantiv and Dairaisa, but really there is a mitzvah Simchas Yantiv, maybe been the Rabbanon. But Avelus is the Raisa. And Simchas Yontif, at the most, will only be a Derabbanon. So even though I say the Rabbin is Doich Hasei the Yachid, of I say the Raisa is for sure Doich Hasei the Rabbanon. So B'chor, the Hasei the Raisa of Avelus should be Doich Hasei the Rabbanon of Simchas Yontif. So Freik the Shagasari, according to the Rambam and the Rift, that is Avelus mid the Raisa that first night Yontif. Lu Yitzuyer, that's the case. If it's Tacharis or Giyoy Mar, if that is the day. So B'chor, there should be a Halacha that Avelus is going to be Noich. V'loi Shamanu, V'loi Ro'inu, says the Shagasari, ever anyone to say such a that it would be possible for a person to be noyeg avelus on Yontif. The only reason avelus is not noyeg on Yontif is because of Simchas Yontif. And I let avelus be doyeg Simchas Yontif, not Simchas Yontif, and I say the rabbi. This is only an I say the yachid. That's all good if they're both deiraisa or they're both derabbanon. But if you have a case where the avelus is a deiraisa and the Simchas Yontif is a derabbanon, then for sure the avelus deiraisa should be doyeg the avelus derabbanon. Because if that's the case, freak the it should come out that there should be a velus, possibly, theoretically, that would be noyig the first night yontif. How come you don't find that? This is the Shagas Aryeh's great sakasha. So it's yodua that Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is printed in Reb Chaim in stencils in Chedushei Agracha Lashas, said that he holds that it could be fundamentally pshat in the Gemara in Sukkim Chesam and Aleph is different from the way that the Shagas Aryeh understood it. The Shagas Aryeh understood that when the Gemara says "Vayisa achsamech l'rabbi Yisrael yontav achroin and l'hoitzi leil yontav arishon," that there's no chi of Simchas Yontav midday rais at all, the first night of Yontav. Reb Chaim said, "Tuchzach," that's not the case. So what then does the Gemara mean? So Reb Chaim said that what the Gemara means is that we know bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim ain't simcha ella. The way a person was mekayim his mitzvah of Simchas Yontif was by eating meat from the shlamim. That's why a yid, once upon a time, on Yontif, he would bring three karbanas. He would bring an oilas riyah. It was a mitzvah to be oilas regal. So, you're coming to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come like a mensch, you bring a gift. What was the gift? It was a karban oila. Additionally, there was a shalmei chagiga. A person had to bring a karban. The yontif, the yoyim, is mechayiv, a karban shlamim. But in addition to that, a yid would bring a third karban. The third karban was a shalmei simcha, and the purpose of it was simply to have meat from a shlamim. Like this, he could be mechayiv as mitzvah simchas yontif. Because the way to be mechayiv the mitzvah simchas yontif when there was a beis hamikdash was through a shalmei simcha. Stating that, today, we don't have a shalmei chagiga. But, according to the Rambam anyways, we do have a mitzvah of simcha, midday raisa. So the Gemara says that now that there's no shalmei simcha, how we mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yontif midday raisa? So the Gemara says that now that there's no beis hamikdash, ain't simcha ela biyayin. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, what about women? Women who don't like wine, how they mekayim their mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? So the Gemara says, Baroy lehem, you buy them nice clothing, you buy them jewelry, it's a Gemara. Psochen daf kufta samar aleph. So Reb Chaim said, you see from the Gemara that there's two dinim in Simchas Yontif. There's a kiyum of Simchas Yontif that ain't simcha ela the baser shlamim, but there's also a din of simchas yontif that you can be mekayim in other ways. Ain't simcha elo b'yayin, ain't simcha elo b'big day tzevoinim, noshim b'may mesamchon, children, you give them kloyos, you give them tchatchkes, you give them toys. So Reb Chaim said that there's really two dinim in simchas yontif. There's the general simchas yontif that you can be mekayim however it works, for you particularly. And then there's the din of Simchas Yontif Vein Bas Ela V'Shlom. So Reb Chaim said that when the Gemara says Vayisa Achson Meach L'Rabbis Leil Yontif Achron U'Lahoytzi Leil Yontif Arishon, the Gemara didn't mean that there's no Simchas Yontif Medeiraisa at all the first night of Yontif. All the Gemara meant to say was is that that din Simchas Yontif, that's ain't Simcha Ela V'Shlomim, that's something you don't have the first night of Yontif. But as it relates to the more general mitzvah to be B'Simcha Yontif, which you could do with Yayin, you could do with jewelry, however, that of course you would have the first night of Yontif as well. And Reb Chaim said it's very muvan in the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Vayisa Sameach is L'Rabbis Leil Yontif Achron. Ach is L'mayit Leil Yontif Harishon. The Gemara said, maybe if I cared, Umaraz. So Gemara said, no, it's Mestaber that we're being Marba Leil Yontif Achron, Sheken Yesh Simcha Lefanov. The 7 days leading up to Shmini Atzeres, you have a Simcha. As opposed to the first night of Yontif where there was no Simcha Lefanov. So Reb Chaim said, what kind of Svara is that? What's a Svara? It sounds like a weak svara. Because Shmini Atzeres, you were happy for 7 days, the motor's running, you're so pumped already for 7 days, okay. As opposed to the first night, you didn't start being besimcha yet. Mechateisi. Reb Chaim said, you know what the Gemara means? The Gemara is handling specifically the Shalmei Simcha. The Shalmei Simcha is unique because the Shalmei Simcha, there, the way you mekayim the mitzvah is with the carbon. Now, you can't bring the carbon at night. You can never bring a carbon at night. So, Bal Karchach, if you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha Siyantav with the Shalmei Simcha night, when are you going to bring the carbon? You will have brought it during the day. So, Zok Reb Chaim, that's the svar of the Gemara. Bishloim, if we're being marbut, Leil Shmini Atzeres. So, when will you have brought the Shalmei Simcha on Yontif? It makes sense that on Yontif, which is a zman of Simcha, you should have a din to bring a carbon, which is a Shalmei Simcha. But if you're coming to be marbut the first night of Yontif, when will you bring the carbon? Erev Yontif? Erev Yontif, which is not a zman of Simcha, you have a din to bring a Shalmei Simcha, that's not Mestaber. So for that reason, said Reb Chaim, that's what the Gemara meant. But either way, Reb Chaim argued with the Shagasari. Shagasari understood the Gemara, Sukkim and Chesam and Alf, that the Gemara means that there's no Simchas Yontif at all the first night of Yontif. Reb Chaim said, I've added the Simchas Yontif. The Gemara just means the Simcha of Shalmei Simcha, that you don't have the first night of Yontif. Said Reb Chaim, if he said, it's Miyushev, the Shagasari's Kasha. What was the Shagasari's Kasha? According to the Rambam in the Rif, Vacharisa ki yoimar, the first day, Avelus is the Iraisa. So what would happen if a person's an Avo Rachman on the first night of Yontif, and it's day one of the Avelus? He has Avelus the Iraisa. Simchas Yontif, he doesn't have the Iraisa. So if that's the case, over here, the Asay, the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif, shouldn't be Doicha, the Asay, the Yochid of Avelus. Over here, the Asay, the Iraisa of Avelus, should be Doicha, the Asay, the Rabbanan of Simchas Yontif. So, Reb Chaim, that's all true if there's no Simchas Yontif at all the first night of Yontif. Reb Chaim said, I've added this a din Simchas Yontif. You just don't have the Simcha through Shalmei Simcha. But a din to be with Simcha, I've added you have the first night Yontif. And if that's the case, it's Miyushev, the Shagasari's Kasha. We once spoke out that this Shagasari and Shagasari is really Lishitasai. This Shagasari is Lishitasai to Turei Yevin in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Zayin. The Gemara over there is discussing a halacha that we learned recently, where the Gemara says that Sudas Purim, Sha'achla Balayla, La Yotzi Yidei Chayvasei. If a person would eat his Sudas Purim at night, right, everyone knows, when do you eat Sudas Purim? Eat it during the day. But if you would eat the Sudas Purim at night, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. Why not? The Gemara says, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksev, because it says days of Simcha. Yamev Eloi Leilois, and therefore Sudas Purim, you can't be Yotzi at night. It's a chiddush, right? You can't be Yotzi Sudas Purim at night. It has to be during the day. Zok T'Shagasayim Turi Yev Migil Dav Zayin. Why? Why can't you be Yotze Sudas Purim at night? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says Purim is a Yontif de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were Mesaking the Yontif of Purim. Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Dei Raisa Tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanon instituted something, they always instituted it Ke'en Dei Raisa. So when the Rabbanon were Mesaking the Yontif of Purim, they were Mesaking the Mitzvah of Simchas Purim Ke'en the Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And just like Simchas Yontif, you don't have the first night, so too Simchas Purim, you're not going to have the first night either. And that's why if you want to eat the Sudas Purim, the first night Yontif, you're not going to be Yotza. So in Dachroinim, this is the Shagas Ari L'Shitasai. The Shagas Ari L'Shitasai, you learn the Gemara Sukkim and Chesam Adalav, when the Gemara says, L'Hitzik Le'yontif Rishim, he says, no Simcha at all. Therefore, the Shintasai, there'd be no Simcha on Purim either. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Dairaisa Tikkun. Abba Leir Reb Chaim Brisker. The way Reb Chaim understood, I've added there's a mitzvah Simcha Dairaisa. You just don't have the Shalmei Simcha that has nothing to do with Purim. So therefore, you would technically, theoretically, based on the rule of called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Dairaisa Tikkun, have a mitzvah of Simcha the first night of Purim. But either way, this is the Shagas Ariel L'Shitasai. This is raid that we've spoken about in the past. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. And that is, I found another Shagas Aryeh. And this Shagasari is also in the Turei Evan. It's a Mesechtes Chagiga. It's on Daf Chesam Ebeis. It's related to a Gemara in Mesechtes Maikon. It's related to one of the sugyas, quote unquote, in Mesechtes Maikon. It's related to Rei that we've spoken about already a few times, and it literally ties in Hafla Vafela. And that is, the Mishnah says on Daf Chesam Ebeis, Ein Noisim Noshim Emoed. You're not going to get married on Chol Hamoed. And the Mishnah is very, very clear. Lo Besulois, Lo Almanois, Ve'in Miyabmin. You can't even do Yibum on Chol Hamoed. Why not? The Gemara gave four reasons. The primary reason of the Gemara is Bnei She'in Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. Because on Yontif, it's not just a mitzvah to be B'Simcha, but there's a mitzvah to be B'Simcha B'Cha. B'Cha B'Teirascha, V'Samachta B'Chagecha Mit Yontif. And if a person is giving B'Simcha with his wife, it's going to take away from the Simcha of the Yontif. Lefi She'in Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. Freak the Shagasariya, a classic Shagasariya Kasha. Mishnah in Mesechtes Be'ya. Daflamid Vavam Beis discusses a whole bunch of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif Midrabban. Again, let's be clear. Shabbos and Yontif Midrabban. It's one of the most important Mishnayos in Shisha Sidra Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. The Elohim Mishum Shos. The following is a list of things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. Like Oilam Be'ilon, you're not allowed to go on a tree. Like Rechel Gabi Behemi, you're not allowed to ride on an animal. Like Shotan Al Pneyamayim, you can't swim. Like Metapchim, like Mesafkim, like Meraktim, you can't dance, you can't clap. That's a discussion. Additionally, loy dani, you can't paskin shaylas. For loy mikachin, can't get married, no kedushin. For loy chaltsin, no chalitza, loy miyabin, there's no yibum. Loy makdishin, you can't make something hektish. For loy marichin, you can't make erichin. For loy machrim, you can't make something cherim. For loy makbin, trumas and maestris, and you can't be mafis, trumas and maestris. So a whole list of things they're not allowed to do. And the Gemara goes through each one and explains why you're not allowed to do it. For loy miyabin, one of the things the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do on yontif is yibum. Says the Gemara, why not? My time. What's the problem? Why can't you do Yibum on Yontif? So the Gemara, Gzeir Shem Yichtav. Because we're afraid that if a person is going to do Yibum, he may end up writing a Ksuba. Yavim has to give a Ksuba, maybe. It's a Shiloh. But you may end up writing a Ksuba. And Gzeir Shem Yichtav, we say there's no Yibum on Yontif. Freak the Shagasar, yeah. Classic. He says, I understand. The Mishnah tells me that there's no Yibum on Yontif. Why? Gzeir Shem Yichtav. I have a Mishnah, my cotton, that chasam a base. Where the Mishnah says, Ein Noisim Noshim Bemoyed. Not besulois, not almonois, ve'ein miyabn. And the reason the Mishnah says is lefni she'ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha, v'nei she'simcha ilah. Because of ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. That means even on Chol Hamoed you can't do yibum. Why not? Because of ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. So if that's the case, freik the Turei Evan, freik the Heilige Shagas Aryeh. Why do I need a new reason to tell me no yibum on Yontif? Zerish Hem Yichtav, tape a clay on Yontif. There's also a mitzvah to be besimcha. So if there's also a mitzvah to be besimcha, you have the same ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. So for the same reason, the Mishnah says in my Kondav Ches that ain miyab min on Chol Hamoed lefisha ain marvin simcha besimcha. So that's the reason ain miyab min on Yontif lefisha ain marvin simcha besimcha. It's bechlam masayim manif. There's a chiv simcha on Chol Hamoed, which is a shayla. Kal v'chaymer ben benoishal kal v'chaymer. There's a chiv simcha on Yontif. It's freak the shagis ayu. Why do I need a reason shema yichtoif for ain miyab min on Yontif tape a glay lefisha ain marvin simcha besimcha? It's a bomb cash. And the shagis ayu says two terutzim. The first teretz the shagis ayu says maybe would chapen afkimin on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yontif. But on Rosh Hashanah, says the Shagas Aryeh, could be there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. In fact, the Shitas HaRishonim that hold you a lot of fast on Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah. Because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Suchim, and that's like a whole Shaila, whether there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif or Rosh Hashanah or not. Says up to Shagas Aryeh, that if it's true that there's no Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, Shagas Aryeh says, I was Mayrich on this and my Sefer Shagas Aryeh. If there's no Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, so it's very Gishmak, it would happen afkimin on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yontif. So you have Gzeirah Shem Yichtav, but there's no mitzvah simcha. So there's no Ein Ma'arv in simcha v'simcha. But then the Shagasari has another teretz. Zok the Shagasari, v'oid yeish loymar, that it would chappen afkemino. You know what an afkemino would be? Yeish loymar. The hodah gazru al yibum b'yontif, mishum shvos, mishum leil yontif arishenho. It would chappen afkemino, the first night of yontif. Because the first night of yontif, says the Shagasari, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Because v'yisach sameach is l'rabbis leil yontif arishenho, and it's l'hoitzni leil yontif arishenho. K'moshe kosavti betruvah, zok the Rebbe, like I wrote in the tshuva. Which tshuva? This tshuva where he asked this bomb kasha on the Rambam and the Rif that it should be impossible. Lu yitzui, it should be gishayach such a hechatimso. It's not shagasar yeh. To Rebbe, that's where it happened afkemina. It would happen afkemina the first night of Yontif. Could a person do yibun? Out in ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, there'd be no problem because there's no mitzvah of simcha ziyontif. So that's why you have to come on to a new reason. You have to come on to gzeiru shem yichtav. So the shagasar yeh's kasha was, what do I need? In miyabim gzeiru shem yichtav. I have two nafkaminas. Either Rosh Hashanah, where there's no simchas yontif, so you don't have a ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, I need a new reason, Talmud loy ma'ar gzeir Hashem yichlev, or the first night yontif, where it's lahoitzli well yontif arishayim, over there I don't have a ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because there is no chiyav simcha, so for that I have a new reason, gzeir Hashem yichlev. Oh, but that's pashit, that this Turi Evan is Lashitasi in Shagasari, even Shtalzutsu, Kamay Shakasafti Bachuba. It's all the Shagasari of Lashitasi that holds there's no mitzvah simchas yontif at all the first night of yontif. Oh, but like Rab Chaim Brisker, the Rab Chaim said, Avada, there's a mitzvah of simcha. All the Gemara meant when it was Moitzi, Leil Yontif Arishin was the Shalmei Simcha, and like the Svar of the Gemara, the Fisha ain't simcha lefanim. So when are you going to bring the Shalmei Simcha? You can't bring a simcha dig a carbon and a vachin dig a tug. It doesn't work. So therefore, we might see it. But as it relates to ain't simcha lebiyai, and a big day tzavoyinim and all the other things, so I've added that mitzvah of simcha you would have. If that's the case, it's just not kind teretz, because I've added there is a mitzvah of simcha. And if there's a mitzvah of simcha, then hodr dina, say a ma'arvin simcha to simcha. The teretz is, this is the shagasariye, l'shitasoy in the tshuva, where he asked his grace akash on the rif. It's the shagasariye, l'shitasoy in turi evin, and mesachtes megillah dav zayin, where he said that the reason you can't be yoytzeh the mitzvah of Suda Sporim Balailo is because it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Tairais Tikkun, there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif Balailo. That's what he says here too. He said this would be the second Afkemina. It's interesting. There's Hagoyis on the Turi Evin that were written by the Burich Tam. So who is the Burich Tam? Everyone knows he was Reb Chaim Sanzer Shver. The Heilige Divrei Chaim Shver was the Burich Tam. And the Baruch Tam wrote Hagoyis on the Shagas Aryeh. In his Hagoyis on the Shagas Aryeh, the Baruch Tam asks, on this Turi Evin, he says, I don't understand the Turi Evin. Turi Evin is saying a Chiddush that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif the first night when? Of Yontif, based on the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Chesam and Aleph, because the Gemara says, L'Rabbis L'El Yontif Achron L'Hoitzi L'El Yontif Arishin. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means there's no Shalmei Simcha. But the Gemara doesn't mean there's no Simcha at all. V'alzok the Baruch Tam, so that's Tzvei Dinim in Simchas Yontif. So that the Din Chloe that a Yid has to be B'Simcha, and then this ain't Simcha Ela B'Basar Shlomim, and all the Gemara meant to be Moitzi was that Din of B'Basar Shlomim. In other words, the Baruch Tam, 50 years before Reb Chaim said Reb Chaim's Lomdus, this two dinim and simchas yontif, and all the Gemara means over there is lahoitzi from the Basar Shlomim, but the Gemara never meant to be moitzi. Mamish Reb Chaim Zohar on the Shagas Aryeh is the Baruch Tam Zohar on the Turi Evvals in the Zelba Shagas Aryeh. And here was Reb Chaim Briske's Zohar in Lomdus, and here is the Baruch Tam's Zohar in Lomdus. But either way, this is all the Shagas Aryeh Lishitasa. But we'll just end. This Kasha of the Turi Evv, which is such a beautiful Kasha, that why do you have to come on to Imi Yabim Zeir Hashem Yichtoy? Tape a glaze, Yontif anyways. Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. If on Cholam Moed you can't do Yibum because of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, then how can you do Yibum on Yontif? It's the same Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I found this Kasha, not shockingly, in the Torah from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, Alatar, it's in Mesechtes Beya, Daf Lamed Vav, he asks the same Kasha. And the Shagasari does, and the Chassam Sofer doesn't give two terutzim like the Shagasari. The Chassam Sofer only gives one teretz. He gives one of the two terutzim of the Shagasari. You know which teretz? He gives the first teretz. Zok t'chsam soifer, it's pashit. Nafkemina would be Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah simchas yontif. Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to fast. And because there's no mitzvah simchas yontif, so over there you wouldn't have a ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Over there you would have to come on to a new reason of gzeir Hashem yichtav. Why didn't t'chsam soifer say the second teretz of the Shagas Aryeh? He was only mechavin to the first teretz of the Shagas Aryeh. T'chsam soifer wasn't mechavin to the second teretz of the Shagas Aryeh. Sorry, he didn't say the teretz. Pashit, because he held like Reb Chaim, and he held like the Baruch Tam, that the second teretz is an ishkain teretz, because it's really geboit on the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, his own chiddush that he said again and again and again. And that is when the Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Chesam and Aleph, Lahoitzi Leil Yontif Arishoyim, it means Lahoitzi Lagamri, there's no mitzvah of simcha. But there's another mahalach that the Lomdim said, you can learn that Gemara. The Gemara just means Lahoitzi from the din Simcha's yontif that you're mekayim al yedei the shalmei simcha. That's all the Gemara means, and that's the whole svar of the Gemara. That the reason there's no simcha is because there was no simcha yesterday. Who cares about yesterday? The Teretz says no, because if you're going to eat a shalmei simcha tonight, you would have had to have brought the carbon yesterday, and yesterday wasn't as much of simcha, so you couldn't have brought the shalmei simcha. But as it relates to the general din of simcha's yontif avada that you are going to have, that's why the shot. That's why the Chasam Sofer Lechaira said the first Teretz of the Shagas Aryeh, and he didn't say the second Teretz of the Shagas Aryeh. Because the Chasam Sofer held like Reb Chaim, and he held like the Baruch Tam, but this is this greatest Shaila, Hilchis Yontif, as it relates to Avelos, Shtaki Bizoicha, the Vahafachti, Ovel, Lechag, just a little bit of Geshmaka Raid, as it relates to Dine Avelos and the Sugis that we're learning in Masechtas Mo'ikot.